Hey there, when you think Klein Alley Show, you think easy, right?
Mainly because of our looks, yes.
But now when you think easy, you should think San Bernardino International Airport. Because San Bernardino International Airport is the best way to fly out of SoCal.
Yes, we did it recently, and it was an easy, convenient experience. In fact, our friend Johnny on the show took his first flight out of San Bernardino International Airport. It's the easiest way to get out of Southern California. Trust us. Plus, parking is just $5 a day.
El Cheapo loves that. And now, a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show. Hey there, when you think Klein Alley Show, you think easy, right?
Mainly because of our looks, yes.
But now when you think easy, you should think San Bernardino International Airport. Because San Bernardino International Airport is the best way to fly out of SoCal.
Yes, we did it recently, and it was an easy, convenient experience. In fact, our friend Johnny on the show took his first flight out of San Bernardino International Airport. It's the easiest way to get out of Southern California. Trust us. Plus, parking is just $5 a day.
El Cheapo loves that. And now, a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
All right, welcome back to K-Rock. It's 7 o'clock on Tuesday morning, Klein Alley Show. In your ear holes yet again. That makes me Klein her alley.
Hi.
Jake the Nerd.
What's up?
DJ Omar Double Dong Khan.
Hello.
You know him as Postmaster Johnny, taking the calls in the back at 800-520-1067. Beer mug busy running around here, clogging toilets, etc.
That's what he does.
That's what he does.
Keep his clogs straight.
According to the lie detector test, he cannot keep all of his clogs. He cannot keep track of all of his clogs.
Yeah.
That's.
And he shouldn't be expected to.
Yes.
Yeah, there's so many.
Someone
He's
sent
like
us.
Mad. Like, what do you expect?
Yeah, I can't keep track of all my clogs.
I can't write these down.
We go from maybe the grossest visual you could have possibly had at this time to something pretty sweet, which is you traveling internationally. Nothing better than that. We send you far, far away from here on a fancy airplane. You get to see a band that you probably like. And that announcement comes to you right now. We've already sent you to London to see the Black Keys, Amsterdam to see Coldplay. And now we take you to the fine, fine, faraway land known as Canada. That's right. Canada. It's all of our plan B when things completely fall apart here in America.
There's always Canada.
Always Canada.
If we go full handmade.
The people are friendly.
There's poutine.
They got everything you need.
They've got good syrup.
I think we send you to Toronto, Canada, as a matter of fact.
Ooh.
A fun city for sure. And what will you be doing in Toronto, Canada, you ask yourselves? In addition to all those things Ali mentioned a moment ago.
I can't remember.
I'll tell you what you'll be doing. You'll be seeing this K-Rock artist in Canada. Ladies and gentlemen, destination number 3, Toronto, Canada. Band number 3.
What's up? This is Patrick and Pete from Fall Out Boy.
Toronto, Canada. That is a destination number 3, band number 3. And right around 9 o'clock this morning, we will get you on that standby boarding list so that you will not only see Fall Out Boy potentially in Toronto, Canada, but we will give you tickets to a show that's happening right here at BMO Stadium. So you get to see them locally for sure, and then hopefully again in Toronto. It's coming up later this morning on K-Rock, and if you'd like to get in on that just-announced trip to Canada to see Fall Out Boy, be listening. Well, we recommend you keep listening, but 9 o'clock this morning is your first shot to get on the standby boarding list, and you can be a winner. International travel and Fall Out Boy, plus tickets to see them again locally. It's destination number 3, K-Rock World Tour 2023. I've been put in a kind of awkward situation. I have not responded yet. I have a friend that is in the middle, and this is not one of those "I have a friend, but it's really me" things. So before you guys all saying, right? Yeah, yeah, it's you. Right.
I have a friend who lives in the pantry.
Okay, I have a friend who is in doing couples therapy right now. Okay,
this is you, dude.
It's not me.
Okay,
I part of one of the exercises they're doing, and the way that they're doing this couples therapy, because I think it started during COVID, is it's all, they don't actually go to a therapist's office. They do it all through Zoom. So it's my buddy, it's his wife, but they've only been married recently. They dated for a while. They started therapy. I think they were actually in the process of getting married, and they were started doing therapy together.
Some people do that, though, before they get married, just to make sure, hey, we're all aligned and on the same page about
really?
Just life. Yeah.
Oh.
Marriage counseling, it's a thing.
So anyway, they did that, and they're still doing it. And apparently, I have been asked to join a session as a witness to the couple to talk about like something that I've, like, I guess an issue they've brought up.
And do you know what the issue is?
I don't know specifically what it is, but we've been together enough times that I guess they are looking for like a third party to go in and say, like, here's how I, and I go, I'm not a therapist. Why would I join a session? Doesn't that violate, yeah, first of all, isn't that illegal?
Yeah,
no,
that's what
it's
I
not
thought
illegal.
Too.
Supposedly, it was the therapist's
therapist
idea.
Can ask anybody to, I've gone into Katie's sessions sometimes.
What
yeah.
is that about?
It's,
I thought the whole
some,
idea
it depends
is you,
on where you're at in the therapy. Like, hey, if it's beneficial at this point to add that person in just to get their perspective on something, that can be really helpful. For
who
them.
Wants my perspective on anything?
I know.
And
no,
also, nobody.
So the guy texted me and he goes, both of us are supposed to bring a friend into one of the sessions.
It's like show and tell.
Yeah, it's like show and tell. Like they're proving, like, I don't know what's going
and
on here.
And say nice things about me. Fine,
I've been in couples therapy before. I never had a bring a friend or like a bring a friend to work day or anything like that.
Well,
like,
you probably had crappy insurance.
Is it, I don't think I'm getting paid for this. Like, should I tell them what's your, my deductible is $300 or whatever? So like,
is it just one session or do you have to go to multiple?
He said it's just one, but I feel like once you know, that's how they get you.
Yeah.
And then I feel like
the
therapist is going to do some Jedi mind trick where next thing I know, I'm like signed up for a package.
And then you're in a throuple.
Yeah.
And your buddy didn't tell you what the issue is?
He said that she has asked both of them to bring a friend that they had before the relationship into.
But what incident? This is just kind of like an overall, kind of like overview of what.
Or there's a specific issue that you have noticed?
Yeah, like, and I don't know what I'm setting myself up because I have not responded yet. I didn't respond. I was like, oh, let me think about this highly top secret matter and talk about it on the radio show.
Maybe you're going on Maury.
No, it's on Zoom. It's not. He said it would take 45 minutes maximum, and it's like they can accommodate my schedule, but they want me to join the session. But the answer is, if I go to join a different couples therapy session, don't I have to be pro? My friend, even if, don't I have to go in there?
No, you don't have to be pro your friend. You have to do what's in the best for the situation.
Yeah, you have to be honest. You can't play those friend games.
You cannot do that. Uh-huh. Even if you're going to be on your friend's S list for a bit or whatever, dude, you got to do what's right.
Thank you. That's. Are you a therapist, Jake?
Say that in the session.
If I'm just trying to think.
Bros before hoes. Can I go?
If the situation was
dude,
reversed.
That's all I got to say.
If the situation was reversed and I somehow was in some couples therapy and I had to have a buddy join and I said, hey, I need you to come in as like a character witness or whatever it is. And this is a friend of mine for 10 years, 20 years. And he comes on and all of a sudden starts being like, I got news for you. She's right. Everything he does is super annoying and he's the worst. I would be like, what happened here? Like, I would think this guy's having me come in there to back him up.
Yeah, but he also, if they said, hey, you have to bring a friend in to talk about, you know, your relationship and who you are as a person, wouldn't you pick the person that you think is the most on your side in the first place? The person who has been there for you, the one who's always in your corner naturally, wouldn't pick somebody who you're like unsure about. You're going to pick the person who likes you the most.
You're picking the ringer.
But think about this, though, in general. And this is, I think the reason he's picking me is because, you know, I've told you in the past, whenever people use me as like a reference for a job, 100% they get the job. Anytime anyone's used me as a reference, I don't even care if they call me, hey, so-and-so put you down as a reference. Remember that guy that put me down to be a massage therapist?
Mm-hmm.
And he's a little weird. And I was like, yeah, he's great. He'd be the best.
Yeah.
I got the job. Like, I'm 100% when people use me as a reference. I think he's using me as like a live in-therapy reference.
Do you know this guy well? Like, are you guys?
I've known him. I've known him for a while. Yeah, I mean, but I know him enough to know that I don't know what issues they're going to bring up because I have not been schooled on this. But if
what if there's something that they want to discuss with you? Like, what if the wife wants to have sex with you or something and they're going to bring all this
they
up?
They wouldn't bring me into a no therapist would bring me into a session for that. And also,
they might. You don't know what they're doing
no
in there.
No way that would happen.
Maybe it's like an ongoing problem in their relationship and they need to finally address it with you.
I think the best thing to do is just not be a part of it. Wouldn't you, like, if you put yourself in this situation, your friend calls you and says, hey, I'm in couples therapy now and you need to join us for a session. If I go on and I'm brutally honest about the things about both of them that I don't like, oh, well, I see she does this and that seems really annoying. Like, I don't know what it is. I assume it's about scorekeeping, right?
It's about scorekeeping, yeah. You need to bring a pencil and paper.
Right. Just write down bros before hoes. Slide it across the screen.
You need to be honest. And I know that that's going to make you uncomfortable. The thing is, you're not good for that because you're
pass.
Not going to be in, you don't like being in an uncomfortable situation where people are asking you for your honest opinion.
But I'm screwed.
What level of friend is this, though?
Because
if he's a good buddy, you have to do it.
Met him when I moved to L.A., but, you know, I've been here for, like, 15 years, so, I mean, that's, you know, we're like acquaintances and friends.
You
got to
do it.
You have to be honest.
Yeah. And he's obviously putting in work, and he wants to better himself, and he wants to go into this marriage.
No,
he doesn't want to better himself?
No, he doesn't. If I know him.
I know my friend, and he does not want to change.
He's a dirtbag.
He didn't want to go to therapy. She wanted them to go to therapy because, you know, women like to talk about things.
And I get it, but
And now he's there, and I think he's going through the motions of the therapy, and now I'm part of the motions.
But at least he's there. That speaks volumes, dude.
Exactly. Things run into an impasse when one person is like, no, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to participate. I think it takes a very big person to actually do the work and try and make the relationship better.
Crazy that I'll be on I'll be on a different couples therapy and I'm not a therapist. It seems so crazy that I would even be there. As like a guy.
You should get a kickback.
Yeah, I'm going to talk to the therapist about a kickback.
I mean, she's not going to have to talk at all.
Yeah. Yeah, good point. Yeah, that's right.
If I'm going to ramble. You should get a pipe and like a monocle. And, you know.
That's a good point, Omar.
Like, yes.
I'm going to dress very smart. Get a bunch of books behind me on the wall.
Totally. Upon me for
all right, you know what? Good idea. I'll make a mockery of the whole thing, guys. You nailed it.
Is that a dictionary?
Netflix or Notflix? We'll get to that in a second. If you'd like to play and win, 800-520-1067. Bunch of new shows are coming up this month. We'll figure out what is real and what we've made up. That is next on K-Rock.
Client.
K-Rock, it's Klein Alley Show. The end of the month is here, which means all sorts of new stuff will be streaming soon on Netflix or a variety of other streaming services that you have. For the person out there that's still rocking that Paramount Plus, good for you. Let's get to it. It's time for Netflix or Notflix here. A lot of people want to play. How well are you at determining what is actually coming to Netflix and what we've made up? Most of the shows that became monster hits on Netflix, like Squid Games, we brought to you for the very first time here during Netflix or Notflix. People thought they were so preposterous sounding that they're like, that is definitely Notflix. And then lo and behold, biggest show ever. We've done that a few times with shows. Of course, we will give you a description. You just tell us Netflix. If it is, you'll hear this. And if it is not, you will hear this.
Not!
Say hi to Lisa. Lisa, welcome to Netflix or Notflix. How goes it?
Hey, good morning.
How are you? Here we go. We'll get to all these. Thank you for joining us. Adam Sandler is back with his sixth Netflix film, and what Happy Gilmore did for golf, Sonny Truesdale will do for pickleball. Starring Drew Barrymore, Pedro Pascal, see what happens when a small-town deli owner teams up with a ping-pong hustler to win a million-dollar pickleball tournament and save their small town. By reminding us all, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. Adam Sandler stars in Pickles and Balls. Is that
Pickles
Netflix?
And Balls?
Is that Notflix?
Oh, man. I was going to say Netflix, but that name, man. Pickles and Balls. Yeah. Let's go Netflix.
She says Netflix. All right. Let's hope this is coming to Netflix. They love Sandler. You understand that.
Oh, yeah,
is Sandler starring in Pickles and Balls?
Not.
Oh. What? Sleeping on that. That's a genius movie.
That is a great movie. It'll get made. You know it eventually.
Eventually
will.
It will
not
get
that
made.
Title.
Not with that title.
Yeah, trust me,
it's
will.
It's a terrible title. But the premise is great.
It's a great title.
Yeah, great premise.
Hey, Priscilla, welcome to Netflix or Notflix. How goes it?
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good. Just tell us, is this Netflix? Is this Notflix? This show follows two children as they discover that their father is the toughest bounty hunter in the galaxy when they accidentally hitch a ride into space. The show is called My Dad, the Bounty Hunter. Is that Netflix or is that Notflix?
Netflix.
She says Netflix. It does seem silly and stupid.
Well, they are very on the nose with their names, too.
Sure,
like,
are.
It's like the hitchhiker with the giant machete.
Right.
And you're like, okay, thanks. Yeah. I wonder what this is about.
Let's find out. She says that is an actual show. She's saying Netflix. Is it Netflix? That's Netflix. That is premiering on February 9th on Netflix, and it is called My Dad, the Bounty Hunter, which means Priscilla got hers right. Let's say hi to Jimmy now. Jimmy, welcome to Netflix or Notflix. How goes it?
Hey, guys. Morning.
This is the one we teased you with, so let's give this to you and get an answer. From the team that brought you Is It Cake comes a new foodie guessing game with even higher stakes as vegans, vegetarians, pescatarians, and self-described carnivores battle to figure out the ultimate blind taste test question. Is it steak?
Oof. I feel like there's so many shows on Netflix right now about food, so I'm going to say not Netflix.
He's saying Notflix. Mm-hmm. Is it steak would be interesting, though, because it would be people that, you know, claim that they are, you know, oh, I know meat, and then they eat
and,
something.
And, I can make it so great that you can't taste the difference.
And then also you get the flip side of, like, vegans that, like, were like, I hope that was plant-based. They're like, no, that was from a baby
cow. And they're all, like, arguing because they're malnourished.
Right. Is it? He says Notflix. Let's find out. Is it steak? Is... Netflix. That's a great show. It's up for grabs. Could be made immediately.
Makes sense because I think they need to do all the spinoffs of Is It Cake first.
They got to do 15 seasons.
Is It Cake?
Right.
Yeah.
Celebrity Is It Cake.
Exactly.
Right. Let's say hi to Crystal. Crystal, let's give you a shot at this. Netflix or Netflix, you ready to go?
Hi, Kleinup. Yes, I'm ready to go.
All right. A ragtag civilian patrol squad created to improve the image of the police inadvertently put their own lives at risk when confronting some strange criminals. It's called Community Squad.
Netflix?
Let's find out if that's Netflix or Notflix. They love using ragtag. I feel like all descriptions of shows, they incorporate ragtag
group. Every log
group line
is ragtag group.
Is it Notflix? No, it's Netflix. It's coming out on February 17th. I'm so sorry you got yours wrong. And this is the final one. We say hi to Anthony, Netflix or Notflix, right here on K-Rock. Anthony, ready for this?
Yeah.
Just in time for Valentine's Day, a dating show with a dirty little secret. Keep your exes close, but your family closer. In this dating reality show called Dating My Dad's Ex.
Whoa.
Is that Netflix? Is that Notflix?
I say Netflix.
He says Netflix. A whole show based on people dating exes of their own father. Seems like a stretch.
Is but it seems like there'd be a lot of seasons worth.
If I had added this catchphrase, putting the D in D-A-D, would you have still said Netflix?
Yes.
Okay. It's not a real show. I'm so sorry. All right. Well, Jimmy got his right, and I think Priscilla got hers right. Only one of them will win, Allie. Who is it? Pick it at random.
Priscilla!
Priscilla, congratulations. Winner Netflix, Notflix. Quick break. Back with more shows after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Thank you, Blink-182. Some edging for you this morning on K-Rock. If you missed the big announcement around 7, it's Fall Out Boy. It's Toronto, Canada, and we will send you there starting at 9 o'clock this morning. Name on the standby boarding list, K-Rock World Tour 2023. And we'll give you some tickets to see Fall Out Boy right here in Southern California at BOS, which is the new, what was at one point most recently known as the Bank of California. It has now been renamed for a Canadian bank. How fitting, Allie. A Canadian bank, and we send you to Canada. It's almost like Canada's behind this entire thing.
Save your loony.
Omar was just telling us the crazy story. I know some people are starting to get like their tax stuff together. It's maybe that week where you got that weird W-2 or W-9 or whatever in the mail.
It's that time of the year when every piece of mail you get looks important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I have no idea what's what anymore, so I just put it all in a pile.
But I think a lot of companies, too, and a lot of people that are trying to rip you off, they're like important documents enclosed. And then you open it, and it's like another stupid coupon.
I
and you're
fall
like,
for
damn
that
it.
All
those
the time.
Important.
I've been like,
no, they're not.
I've been pre-approved for so many Nissans, but I think when I open it, I'm like...
it's taxes.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, I think this is an important government document. Yeah. And then I open it, I'm like, I thought there's a picture of a Nissan truck here.
like, why are you trying to enter your W-2 with this, like, low APR deal?
So... Omar, explain this because I'm in a similar situation. I'm not in the situation your buddy was in, but I feel like I could find myself there. And I, once again, I have no idea. Like, this is that time of year where if you pay someone to do your taxes, I assume whatever you're paying them, they know what they're doing. And I know that it's like one of those crazy things where you get busted because you over-declare, under-declare, or screw the government somehow. You're the one that's held accountable. It's usually not the person. And like, I have, once again, I have no.
Yeah, but you have no idea what that person is doing on your behalf. That's why I don't listen, like that.
This is a cautionary
tale.
Yeah,
but it's your job. Yeah, exactly. So my buddy, you know, he had his regular tax guy, and for some whatever reason, he kind of like, they didn't work together anymore, so he was looking for a new guy. So he got a recommendation from a friend. He's like, I got this guy. He's amazing. You got to use him. So my friend's just like, okay, fine. And my buddy was used to getting, you know, a refund of, you know, $1,000 to $1,500. So he goes to this guy. And this guy was, you know, all the way through the process, he's like, oh, you know what? I think maybe, you know, you do buy tools for your job, or you do this, or whatever it was, right? So at the end of the entire process, and my buddy's not looking at the computer, he's just going off of what the CPA is saying. He gets a refund of $13,000.
Whoa!
I'm kidding, the lottery, dude. That's like the greatest feeling ever.
So that's what my buddy was just, he's like, oh my God, this guy is amazing. Yeah, this is like, yeah, no sweat. So he signs it, he gets the money, and then flash forward like a year, year and a half, he gets audited.
Oh, no.
Yeah, man, it was the worst.
That is.
So does he have to give it back?
He had to pay it back. Yeah, oh. So at that point, he had already spent the money.
Of course. So it's an unexpected $13,000 all of a sudden. Yeah. You're like, well, I guess I'm planning a trip to Hawaii or something. And then you realize, and you think after maybe like a month or two, like this guy, I'm just going to put myself in this guy's headspace because I feel like these are the things I fall for. I would think, man, this must be the world's smartest tax guy. He knew how to like do it right because it does.
There's always loopholes, right?
Yeah,
that's what you think. You there's feel always like that. Loopholes.
I'm not smart enough.
Every person I've talked to doesn't have the loopholes. They're like,
same here.
Yeah, they're like, okay, well, we'll put that in this column, and there's not really a tax break for it. And you're like, really? But what about the loopholes?
I think there's probably...
What about the Donald Trump loopholes?
There's probably, like, a weird hybrid system. And once again, I don't understand. I see these videos all the time that hit up, like, on my Instagram or like, on the Reels or TikTok, where someone's just like, if you set up a LLC for your business and then you start paying your children a salary, you can it's like all this crazy, and I'm sure what they're saying is real. I'm too dumb to understand any of it.
It's a lot of work,
but yeah, it seems like a lot of work. But then they're like, if you do that, carry the one, carry the this, the government will pay you every year $50,000. And I'm like, what is that about?
Right, but
I can't even fathom it. It's so crazy to me.
I can't even, if I am shown the full-on, like, hey, here's what we're gonna file, we did all the work for you, check if it's accurate, I don't even know how to do that.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I'm like, I don't know. This is like 70 pieces of paper, so just file it, I guess.
They sent me this thing one time and said, just sign at the bottom. I couldn't even figure out where to sign. They had to send it. Allie, I'm not kidding. They had to send it back with a sticker that had like a finger that had a finger pointing. I said, guys, you're saying sign at the bottom.
Dumb signature.
There's nowhere to sign you. That's how little I know. But as a result, Omar claims that this buddy of his got a $13,000, thought it was his, lived a good life. All of a sudden, government a year later goes, hey, by the way, I need that $13,000 back, and we're going to do the full audit. And I think that's what the tax people try to do more than anything. I don't think they try to get you the most money back. I think they just try to do whatever they have to do to not get you audited. I think the goal is avoid an audit.
Yeah,
that sounds.
I thought
in his case, it was like a huge red flag because, you know, he jumped from, you know, usually getting like $1,000 to $1,500 all the way to $13,000. So that was a huge red flag.
Yeah, you got to lie a little bit at a time. Jesus. Right, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
Jesus, goodwill donations.
So weird. I just got broken up with. I've been with this guy for a long time, and he just sent me an email that said that he's getting out of the tax game. And I was like, I didn't think you're allowed to do that. He's like, I'm moving on.
What,
I'm doing.
Like it's like the mob.
Yeah, he's like, I thought you were like in for life. Yeah.
What are you talking about?
He got jumped in. I think he's in. And he's like
tattoos. Yeah, he
sent me an email. He's like, wish you all the best and good luck. And
did he say what he was doing now? Family band, I bet.
He didn't say what he's doing, but he's like, I'm out of the tax game. I was like, what? I was like, what is going on?
Yeah, but that.
So
can't
now I'm
be...
like in that situation where Omar's guy was in, where it's like, man, I need someone that's like. shady, but not
but
so
not
shady.
So shady right. that you're all right. going to get in trouble.
Like smart, but not shady. You
so
know?
That's how my guy used to be. I've been with my guy for maybe 4 years now, and he's usually pretty good. Last year, he screwed me over, though, because I was supposed to get $2,000 back from the federal government, and I got my state return, never got my federal return, and then I contacted the federal government, and they're like, dude, you owe us $3,000.
Yeah, you probably didn't sign in the right place. You got to sign.
No, I'm pretty sure that's not it. Dude.
You need the sticker.
You didn't ask
show
for
you
the
where
sticker,
to sign.
That's why. Yeah.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News. Ooh, bubble wrap.
We are 13 days away from the Super Bowl. Klein, you just told me yesterday you expect Super Bowl foods, the prices of them, to go way, way up. You said better buy those Super Bowl foods now because the prices are going to go up, up, up. Wing prices, avocado prices.
They always seem to
we
do it.
We should all stock up now.
Yep.
But here's the good news. Though the price of most foods has been going up, they're expecting prices for Super Bowl-related food items to cost less this year. Because apparently there's a shortage of birds who lay eggs, but not a shortage of birds who have wings.
Oh, those are such better birds. If you're going to draft birds, I'm going to go with the wings ones. Ugh,
I'll even take the bird flu wings.
Oh, my God, yeah. Deep fry those with some, like, lemon pepper, some buffalo.
Love
oh,
it.
So good.
So they say the prices for
prices
those
are not going to go up compared to what? Because didn't they already go up? That's the thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And who knows? I mean, this is what they're saying. And by the time the Super Bowl rolls around, maybe they will go up. But they're saying that everyone is expecting everything to go up all the time and that it's actually going to cost less than it did last year.
That's good news.
Yeah.
So load
hopefully
up now.
It stays that way. Yeah.
I feel like last year around this time, there was some sort of an avocado-opolis sort of thing where they're like, good luck finding avocados. Those are always expensive.
They planted that seed early.
They sure did. And then the wings, that's like a thing I feel like annually where they're like, oh, wing shortage, you better get them or your Super Bowl party's going to stink.
I already stocked up. Okay,
so you're the idiot. You're the type of people that they're you're the type of people that they're convincing to run out and load up in the middle of December of wings for the Super Bowl.
I did that last week before we even knew who the Super Bowl people were.
Right. Would not you, the Niners, that's for sure.
No, okay. Thank you for the reminder. Would you accept less anesthesia to save the environment?
You're talking about getting a cavity filled or surgery where they...
Well, this is specific to surgery, but it could be everything. Researchers are asking doctors to use less anesthesia on their patients in the name of climate change. They're saying that it significantly reduces the carbon footprint of hospitals. I will do anything. I will start a compost bin in my backyard. I will rinse out every piece of plastic. I will drink out of those flimsy little recycled water bottles. I'll drink out of every paper straw for the rest of my life. Don't take our anesthesia away. We need it.
Imagine,
we need our drugs.
Imagine they give you that question. You're about to go under the knife and they go, listen, do you want to save the planet? Or it sounds like that.
Right, here's a towel to bite down.
It's kind of like that M. Night Shyamalan movie that's out now. Or the, you know, it's similar. Like you got to make a decision. Save humanity by taking a little or enjoy the surgery or you're going to feel.
I'd be like, you know, humanity had a good run.
Yeah, that's okay. Ozone schmozone.
Yeah.
Knock me out, doctor. Thank you.
Exactly. No thanks. All right, the trend continues of streaming services eating one another. Like Disney is now a part of Hulu, which is now a part of ESPN, and it's all gotten more and more confusing. Now Paramount has eaten Showtime, and they are now one. Paramount Plus is getting a makeover, and it's getting a new name with a new partner. The new name is Paramount Plus with Showtime.
Oh, it's clever.
Wow.
Great
that's
name.
Good. I like
damn.
That.
But
strong.
They're also shortening it to P plus WS.
What?
Oh, man.
Yep.
I feel like that's part of your community.
I identify as P plus WS.
That is.
They already are canceling Showtime shows. They have yet to announce how this is going to increase your monthly subscription price, but I mean, you know, it will. I would imagine, like, it would be better to just throw out both of those names and just come up with a new weird thing.
Right.
Like Hulu, no one knew what the hell that was.
Nope. Netflix,
it was a completely made up word.
Made up. Right. It's all made up stuff.
Just make up new stuff.
It's like Odyssey. What does that mean, right?
Yeah.
But
they threw out Entercom and they went Odyssey.
No, it doesn't, Omar. It means the best, dude.
It means the best.
It's an app.
But just forget about the old ones.
That's
and
right.
With all this stuff, too, like, I get confused because I had Showtime Anytime, then I had, like, Showtime Now, and then now I'm going to have Paramount Plus with Showtime. Like,
yeah.
When I go on my TV screen, I don't even know which ones.
Right.
Like, Fox Sports, Fox Now, like, there's a million apps for one company.
Makes you miss the good old days where we just had that one. cable plan. Everyone was all set. We had it all figured it out. A couple of tiers.
Yeah, but the cable companies still haven't even made it worth it to go back.
You're right.
That's the sad part.
That's
you're like,
right.
I want to go back now. And they're like, that'll be $500 a month. And you're like, okay, no.
And you know me, Allie, I still pay for all that stuff.
Oh,
so
my God.
I got
Why?
It all. I got it all.
Such a waste.
I'm going to still pay for Paramount Plus, even though they're getting rid of it. I'm
I
keep
bet
it
you
going.
Pay for things twice.
Yes. Yeah,
like,
I do.
Like, I bet you get Showtime through your cable, and you're going to pay for it again with Paramount.
Probably.
Oh, my God. Why are you doing this?
We take a break. We come back in 2 minutes. We kick off another hour of show, and then we will get you on that standby boarding list to go to Canada to see Fall Out Boy. It's all coming up today on K-Rock. Klein.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.